This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Colombia announced Sunday an effort to, quote, modernize the police following widespread international criticism for the violent repression of anti-government protests. President Iván Duque says he is ordering the creation of a, quote, decree that will modernize the structure of the national police, especially to strengthen the policy on human rights. Without specifically yielding to protesters' demands for police reform, Duque promised a transformation of the police. He says he will create a human rights directorate headed by an outside expert. Demonstrations on April 28th against proposed tax hikes have morphed into widespread anti-government protests of unprecedented scope in the country of 50 million. At least 61 people, mostly civilians, have died in the protests, according to authorities. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday he will use the Group of Seven G7 Wealthy Democracies Summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. He said in a statement Sunday, quote, vaccinating the world by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Canada, France, Italy, and Japan will arrive in Cornwall beginning Friday for 3 days of talks focusing on the global recovery of the pandemic. Sunday Times reports Johnson is set to announce at the summit Britain will pledge to donate over £2 billion worth of jabs this year, with further donations